This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In California, there is still no political deal in sight in the struggle to cut the state's massive budget deficit, and the clock is ticking as politicians debate what to do. The state controller said last week that California is less than 50 days away from a government meltdown. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger remains adamant that his approach, spending cuts and no new taxes, is the only way to go. John Myers of member station KQED sat down with the governor to hear more.
4 weeks ago today, California voters rejected a package of ballot measures that would have minimized the state's budget problems. But in an interview Monday at the state capitol in Sacramento, Arnold Schwarzenegger made it clear he thinks the legislature is dragging its feet on his $24 billion proposal to erase the deficit.
They know what needs to be done. These are all very smart people. And that's why I said in my speech, my joint address to them, that it has to do with the will. You know, do they have the will? They know exactly where the problem is. They know where the fat is in government. They know what is bloated. They know where the fraud is. They know where the abuse is. They know all of those things.
But few believe there's enough waste to solve California's massive problem. Even the governor's own budget director said recently that Schwarzenegger's plan to cut some $19 billion in spending is scraping the bottom of the barrel. Democrats in the California legislature want only about $13 billion in cuts and have rejected some of Schwarzenegger's most drastic measures. That includes his plan to abolish both welfare assistance and health care for children from poor families. Still, Schwarzenegger says if Democrats would only re-examine some of the spending demanded by labor unions and others, they could save programs like welfare, known as CalWORKs, or state parks, or financial aid for college students.
If, for instance, they say, look, we're willing to cut into this program here to create more efficiency, and here is $100 million. We can use this $100 million for keeping all the state parks open. If they go and say, here we found $1 billion in prisons, we are willing to change the law and to have all in the future all the prisons being built by the private sector and also all the new services by the private sector, and they can save $1 billion, we can go right away and put money into the Healthy Family Program, into CalWORKs, and CalGrant.
What Schwarzenegger says he will not do to solve California's financial meltdown is raise taxes. Democrats have now proposed a tax on oil drilled in California and a $15 annual tax on vehicles earmarked to fund state parks. Last year, both a handful of legislative Republicans and the Republican governor agreed to about $12 billion in new taxes. But Schwarzenegger says that was a one-time deal.
Everyone said, no, we understand that we will not address this issue of taxes or fees again. We're going to solve everything else from now on with just cuts. And so that is exactly what we said, and so there's no going back.
And time for debate is running out. California is on the verge of being $1 billion short on cash next month, and billions more by the fall. Issuing IOUs is a very real possibility. The plan is a short-term loan from Wall Street, with the debt backed by the federal government. But this morning, White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs said the Obama administration has no plans to step in. That means Arnold Schwarzenegger, who has staked his reputation on fiscal common sense, will apparently have to do the heavy lifting himself. For NPR News, I'm John Myers in Sacramento.